Hi, it's Wade, and today I want to mention about some feedback that we got for how you get paid for change orders, and it's pretty quick. Don't worry, I'll make it quick today. I've been trying to put out a few quick podcasts because everything's so long that I do, but first comment is, and these are comments, this is from my post, how do you get paid for change orders, which I noticed is huge in the industry. It seems so many people complain to me about the money, right? Actually, when I spoke to Liz Day at the Tie Wrap conference, she mentioned to me that more people complain about not getting paid than they do about the safety in the industry, but nobody's willing to open up the books or rat anybody out that doesn't get paid. Now, you do see it on the Facebook group sometimes, but sometimes Facebook, you have to filter out the angry people. So many people are angry. What's up with that? But you know what? I didn't get paid a couple times. Yeah, let me tell you, it pisses you off. You know what I mean? I mean, you want to get paid, right? And if you work for a company and they don't get paid, you still expect to get your paycheck, right? Now, don't get me wrong. A lot of scum buckets out there. A lot of guys take the money and run. It just happens. Now, the other thing is, one reason larger tower crews don't work, like larger tower companies that hire people, it's hard to hire 30 people and then the work dries up and it's hard to keep them employed. It's tough. It's a tough business. And I'm going to look at MasTec when AT&T had them ramping up for all this work. And then AT&T said, you know what? We changed direction. So what did AT&T lose? They probably lost about 5 or 10 employees, you know, working on this full time who were just assigned to other projects because they're a larger company and that's how they do things. What did MasTec lose? MasTec trained 20 or 30 people. I know a lot of you guys aren't fans of MasTec, and I know they run like a big company, but here they are. They're training 20 or 30 people. They got all these people in the payroll, and what happens? They got to lay them all off. They have all this gear. They have all this training, and they have all this money wasted because their customer had a change of direction in their business plan, whether they were trying to save CapEx for the AWS auctions or what. I don't know. Anyways, all right. So my first comment is, well done, Wade. So many small companies don't pay enough attention to being paid fairly and planning cash management around it. And that's what I'm talking about here. Especially when you're a new business, you probably don't have a lot of cash in the bank. So it's really tough. Smaller businesses, you're trying to hang on, you're trying to get business, and you're working wherever you can. You're trying to work with a 2-man crew, a 3-man crew, and a 4-man crew, but it's hard to turn down work if someone gives you a big job. So that's why I want people to get paid. I want people to prepare themselves. That's why, you know, I came out with that scope of work training, because if you put it in the scope of work, that's where it really makes a difference. That's where you can really make a change in your business. You can put it in there. And you understand the change order process, but you also understand the payment process, whether it's net 30, net 60, net 120, whatever. You understand it. So that's why it's important you as a business owner not only to review that and also make adjustments. I know a lot of companies will say you can't adjust the scope of work, but legalities will have you, when you sign a contract, protect yourself. And that's the key. Also, if you have to, and most jobs are like this, you have to finish to get paid. You need to focus on finishing each job. If they're gonna take the time to walk through a punch list for every little detail, you need to take the time to walk through the punch list with them for every little detail and be ready to correct it while they're there. Now, if you have something major on your closeout package, that's on you. But if you have something minor that they're nitpicking about, and trust me, I did work for Verizon, T-Mobile, and AT&T years ago. They used to have these project managers that would nitpick everything, which was ironic because these guys would spend 2 days at the site. Think about that waste of money. These big companies are spending a guy 2 days so they don't have to pay the small companies. But what we did, we always took 2 men at the site with them, and we went through everything with them. We corrected it while they were there. And we sort of made a point of it to keep them there until it was corrected. So that was our game plan. And after a while, we did that for Nextel too, back when there was a Nextel. But our strategy worked pretty well, because then they just came in and we would correct it for the next one. We did everything the way we wanted. The other thing you learn is that each inspector is a little different. They each like different things. They each check different things. So when you know who's going to inspect it, you make sure it's just the way they like it. But you don't take any chances. You got to do everything as right can be. All right, the next comment says, this piece... Oh, I'm sorry. Let me start over. The next comment says, this was a great piece. It seems like a simple enough process, yet a lot of companies suffer because they don't follow these simple rules. The day of so-and-so said it was okay and the work was over. Document everything and always keep good records. Thank you for making this process easy to understand and abide by. So it's a great point. It is true. On the day of the work, everyone's gung-ho and getting it done, but you still need paperwork or an email at least, an email to your boss. And trust me, I know a lot of you have smartphones. You can get email on your phone, or you can make a call into the office to make sure somebody got it. Hopefully somebody's in the office. I know how a lot of you guys are on. Everyone's on the road. And it's just going to be worth your while to take the time to do that. I was on LinkedIn, and I got a lot of feedback on this post. And what one guy said, he had a simple process where he just made it clear that, you know, he wouldn't do any change order work or any additional work until he got an email stating it was okay. Now, here's a game you're going to play. The project manager says, I'm driving, I can't do it right now. And you're going to say, I can't do it, it's company policy, until I get an email confirming the work. And the other thing this guy did, he would document everything. He took pictures before, he took pictures after, and he did a lot of paperwork to justify the change order. So what he would do, he would wait for that email, wouldn't do the work, but he would take pictures while he was waiting. He would document everything while he was waiting, and he would finish the original job while he was waiting. If something was missing or if they couldn't finish it, he wrote everything up stating why he couldn't finish it and when he'd be back. This guy really had his paperwork in order. And listen, I'm no big fan of paperwork, but that's the way it is. You got to really be on top of this. And today, with project managers, if they say they're driving and they can't do anything, ask them to pull over and just send something from their smartphone, be it a text, be it an email, whatever. If they don't have coverage, then you'll say, well, I'll wait till you get in coverage. If you're driving, chances are you'll hit a tower soon. So I'm just throwing it out there, guys. He had a good process. It pays to take pictures. It pays to document. Listen, I know you want to get out of there and get on to the next site because time is money. But then lack of documentation may cost you money. You may lose money because of that. So, all right, everybody. Be smart, be safe, pay attention to the plan, follow the plan, but don't be afraid to adapt, improvise, and overcome. You're going to have to. All right. Be safe.